This meeting is now being recorded.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to San Francisco on what's becoming a sunny day. Thank you all for being here, and it's always a pleasure to see all your bright, shiny faces. A lot of new people in the room, so thank you for those folks who have shown an interest in coming here. We always appreciate people coming in and seeing our work. On behalf of the Budget Committee, I think the more you see about our work, the better we look. So thank you for coming. This meeting is going to have two parts. We have an open part of the meeting where we're going to continue our discussion of budget change proposal prioritization. And once we are finished with that discussion, we're going to change gears and go into a closed session. So at the end of that part, we will go ahead and hang up and ask anybody on the phone, once we take roll call, to call back in on the closed line. So let me, before we start, ask Ms. Fogarty to take a roll.
Judge Rubin?
Here.
Justice Hume?
Here.
Judge Anderson?
She's here. She's getting lunch. She'll be here.
Judge Brody?
Here.
Judge Lucas?
Here.
Judge Nadler?
Here.
Ms. Flenner?
Here.
Ms. Ibarra?
Here.
Mr. Roddy?
Here.
All right, and when Judge Anderson comes in, we'll go ahead and switch that up. All right. So this portion of the meeting is open to the public, and we are recording. Members of the public who are joining us are on a listen-only basis. They can't participate over the phone. To help those people who are listening in, when you speak, if you could state your name first so they can know who is talking and what that person is saying. And with that, let me ask Ms. Fogarty, did we get any written public comments for this meeting?
No.
All right. And is there anybody present who wants to make public comments?
There is not, no.
All right. So with that, today we're going to continue with our developing of our prioritized list of potential budget change proposals, or BCPs if you're listening in. And this will be for consideration at the council meeting in July. For those listening in, just to remind you, the gestation period on a BCP is relatively long because the budget for the next fiscal year actually, the budget process for the next fiscal year actually starts in fall of the previous year. So it's basically an August to June process. But for those of you who are students of the budget, certainly budget within the branch is a 24/7, 365-day-a-year process, but the formal milestones really start late August, early September, and go from there. And so we need to be ready to submit our BCPs at the beginning of September. So that's why we're kind of backed up and working on this so early. And remember, this is for the 19-20 budget year. 19 is already in play. The 18-19 budget is already in discussion right now. I think we've had votes on part of our budget. We have another very important vote coming up on Thursday in the Assembly. And so we are talking about 19-20. The purpose of this, of our budget change proposal slate, if you will, is really to identify areas in our branch that require some special attention in terms of funding from our perspective, and from a statewide perspective and a statewide equity perspective. And at the same time, identifying those needs, telling a cogent narrative about what the branch does, what the branch needs, and the importance of what the branch needs in terms of access to justice and access to courthouses and safe, secure courthouses, and making the services that we provide in terms of bringing justice about accessible to the public as conveniently and safely and easily as humanly possible. If you recall, we did a kind of a preliminary prioritization of BCPs. Judge Anderson is now here. Judge Anderson, are you here?
Yes.
Did a preliminary prioritization of BCPs. I did want to kind of address that as we go forward this morning or this afternoon. Before I did that, I wanted to ask Vlatko if he had anything he wanted to share about what's going on with the 18-19 budget before I kind of do that.
Thank you, Judge Rubin. So the Senate has completed their version of the budget, and they had their full budget committee hearing yesterday, and so I can just briefly, quickly tell you what was included. Language access from the governor's budget, self-help centers, court-appointed special advocates, those were all approved. The funding for trial court operations and the discretionary funding were both approved. The Senate did take specific action to identify language to distribute that funding, the $75 million via WAFM, along with an LAO slash a DOF evaluation that the LAO had suggested. They approved all of the construction programs plus the updated program that the governor proposed in May revision.
And that's the additional $100 billion, I think it is.
There was almost $1 billion more of construction for the next five projects that were initially slated for 19-20 fiscal year. An important, I think, complement to the self-help was the spring adjustment for the e-services web portal. They also approved the online adjudication traffic pilot, but there's been a lot of communication with between us and the advocates and some revisions to that. But hopefully we can sort of get that sorted once we get through the budget process. They also added a number of other sort of priority items for the legislature. They approved something called an honest course budget adjustment, which would start in 19-20 fiscal year at about $60 to $70 million each year to account for some cost of sort of doing business adjustment that they've done. They approved an additional justice position. They funded some county law libraries, funding for court reporters and family law over a three-year plan of $10 million added in for 3 years. Something that would sort of caught us off guard regarding traffic tickets and license suspensions, some language there that we're still trying to work our way through. So, you know, it was everything that was in the budget that was proposed by the administration was effectively approved, and approved it with modification plus their increases. Now, what we're waiting for is the assembly. The assembly's had a number of hearings. They've taken some action, like language access and self-help, similar to the Senate. But what's sort of outstanding is they still haven't acted on the $75 million or the $47.8 million for trial court operations. They still haven't acted on the construction program issues. And so there's a hearing scheduled for tomorrow that we would anticipate them completing all of their work, because there will be an assembly full budget committee Tuesday in which they affirm the actions of the subcommittee, or possibly revise them, depending on, you know, what the desire of the budget chair is, Assemblymember Ting from San Francisco. And then we anticipate them, once that's completed, starting the conference committee process. We see if there are differences, then they'll need to hash those out. That to start possibly as early as it, but, you know, late next week, they'll have probably 10 days to really finish their work. And they'll need, because of the proposition changes on bills and how long they have to be in print before they can be acted upon, they're really going to have to finish their work by the 11th in order for the bill to be in print 72 hours so that they can vote on it by the 15th. And so that's really hastened their work, really compressed it. We know that there's monies, you know, that I think that the governor thinks that they'll be allowed to spend. I would note that the Senate adopted the legislative analysts' recommendations on revenues, and we all know that the administration's revenues were $8 billion higher than its January proposal. The LAO anticipates $2.6 billion more than that. But the testimony of Amy Costa, the chief deputy from the Department of Finance yesterday, was urging caution and restraint from making ongoing budgetary commitments. But as I've described, there are actually a number of ongoing budgetary adjustments that the Senate made that are within our branch as they relate to court reporters and the like. So know, there's still a long way to go before the 15th happens, and then the signature by the governor by June 27th, given the 12 days that he has to take action on the budget. And, but we're so far so good in the Senate, and we're hopeful that we see that same or similar actions with all those monies that were proposed by the administration retained in the budget that goes to conference committee.
Mr. Rabin, anything you want to add? To catch you mid-bite?
No.
That's why I did it that way.
Great job, Bob.
Judge Adler.
Is there any chatter from the assembly or any? Have you heard anything?
They've asked lots and lots of questions about construction, sort of differently than the Senate did. There's not been chatter per se. You know, we're just interested in seeing the $122.8 million included in that budget that the Assembly has. And so if there's any minor differences, that's what's really it's before the conference committee, not, you know, the dollars. That's the big issue. Then let's see, you know, where we're at with working with the administration on getting any of those finer points worked through. There's questions about allocation methodologies, and I think Martin did a great job at the initial hearings talking about, you know, the Judicial Council and the branch and priorities. And so I think that was a good testimony because it sort of made sure that we're all looking at court operations funding. So that was helpful.
More questions for either Blocko or John or any of our budget services folks? Let's see. All right. I don't see any questions. So when we originally developed this BCP vetting process, we sort of, because it has to be done in September and we have to have a vote in July, and so we kind of reverse engineered it to give us plenty of time to do it. One of the unanticipated positive side effects of that, if you will, is that it gives us an opportunity as a committee and as a branch to be somewhat nimble of foot, to be able to pivot, to take advantage of information that new information that we get in from the conversations that are occurring around the state, and to, we'll go in a maybe slightly different direction than perhaps one that we did at the initial prioritization of BCPs or BCP concepts. And so with that and kind of with information we've been sort of gathering, let me propose this. If you could pull up your prioritization list from last time, I'm going to propose some modest changes by way of a motion. I'm sure the staff will love this. We'll try to make it have us.
Does everyone have the document? We have some hard copies, if not.
Just to recap, for those of you who are joining, what we did was we had decided to come up with 15 concepts to go live to kind of go to the next phase and see how they got written up. And then if we could trim from there or leave it at 15. And then we had sort of a list of that we cut, and then we had a ancillary list, if you will, of several that we felt we would generate the BCP, but the organizations involved could do their own advocacy. So with that, let me propose this. If you look at your list, I would suggest we make no changes to the first six slots and leave those as is. When you get to slot seven, given what we're hearing, my proposal is that we would eliminate the Self-Help Resource Center, item seven, which is 19-18 on your list.
Eliminate that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Keep up that.
I'm talking.
You're good. That's good. Yeah. Go with leave items 8, 9 on your sheet. items 19-20, 1922, 1923, and 1926 in place. So I want you to put an asterisk on 19-26. I'm going to come back to that in a second. What I want us to do is take item 19-30. Now, if you recall, there are three placeholders. We had a traffic placeholder, and this is what we borrowed from the Futures Commission. We had a traffic placeholder, a bail reform placeholder, and a Prop 66 placeholder. My proposal would be this. Let's take the traffic proposal and combine it with the civil assessment revenue stabilization. Why? That conversation about civil assessment stabilization and traffic is so, they're so intimately connected that we want the conversation always be about that relationship. So as we start to talk about redoing civil assessment, stabilizing, talking about moving traffic to civil, kind of that those two impact each other and that we don't do one without the other. I think that's a way we can consider doing that. So combining 1926, 1930 into one, the fact of the matter is we're just not in a place, I think now that we're at this point, I mean, staff can correct me, but I think staff would agree, we're just not in a place right now to go forward on bail or Prop 66. We're just not far enough down the track in terms of just internally developing. And also on the bail piece, the legislature just hasn't had adequate time to address it the way they want to kind of get their arms around it enough and see kind of where they're landing. And so I think our efforts are better spent helping educate them to kind of what some of the ramifications will be, but in terms of the BCPs themselves, not moving forward on those. item 1927 is trial court operations. I think we had a fairly robust conversation about this last time. We're getting a significant augmentation to trial court operations. I think a legitimate argument can be made that it's not where we need ultimately want to be, but it's still far better than where we were. And in terms of other budgeting entities in the state, we're doing very well in terms of our overall budgeting. What I think I would do is on this one is let's see what happens. To start the motion, let's see what happens on Thursday, which is when our big ticket items go in front of the assembly budget. Let's see what happens on Thursday. If we remain intact, Judge Lucas is looking at me anxiously, if we remain intact, it would seem that we would probably dial back, if not eliminate, to trial court operations BCP, since it would be hard to make that case and would put the chief and Martin in an awkward position, especially given how much money we would have gotten. If we don't remain intact, we would move forward with this at whatever number seemed appropriate, so we'd put a TBD in that. That'd be part of my motion. With respect to those items that we with the information that we had that we sidelined for this budget year, I would suggest that we include 19-03, that's the appellate court security piece, 19-11, which is the expansion of the technology in the courts program, 19-15, which I understand is actually not money to do the plan. I think the BCP may have have spoken in a language that not all of us spoke. So it's actually a plan to do, not a plan to plan, not money to plan, but a plan to actually do. And it's going to be important in terms of our ability to data mine in front of the data miners. So to make sure that we can protect the integrity of the information in our branch so that we can counter anything that others say or do. So that's going to be important. Include 19-24, that's the increasing the energy efficiency in the branch. Given now that what we're seeing, and we're crossing our fingers on Thursday, it's going to be significant reinvestment or investment at all in our branch infrastructure. Our down payment on that, I think, should be we intend to be as efficient as humanly possible, lead the way efficiencies in that direction. And finally, 19-29, which is the identity management solution, which we've talked about. Obviously, I think as part of that conversation, we would urge the chief and Martin to really talk about the staff, the staffing, the tax on staff that that would take, and that there's going to be satellite costs associated with that BCP around the staff side of this. And finally, the given the significant investment in infrastructure, cross our fingers on Thursday, because obviously things can go, we don't know what the assembly is going to do, but that we refresh our 10-year-old plan as sort of a good faith and also significant substantive gesture to the public, that we intend to look at our capital outlay plan in terms of buildings and make sure that a 10-year-old capital plan is updated to reflect kind of the current needs around the state, to make sure that it still reflects what's actually crumbling, and are there things that are crumbling faster than others, because as we know from traveling the state, these buildings are not in great shape. None of them are, but some of them may have accelerated their decline into oblivion faster than others. That seems to be worth doing. That's item 19-25. Now, one thing to anybody listening from the public, you know, the average gestation period of a building in the public is about 10 years. I mean, from the time that we start planning, are we going to get a building, not just in our branch, but anywhere, are you going to get a building and site acquisition? I mean, this is just the building of the building itself can take 36 months. So the fact that this plan is 10 years old isn't that people were neglectful. It's just probably every decade you would want to look at it to refresh it. So anyway, that's by way of motion, I think a way to do it. Now, there are four ancillary BCPs that we talked about, and I have a slightly different approach to those. And it is this. The chief and Martin are engaged constantly in conversation. I should say budget services, too. Constant conversation with the Department of Finance. These topics can come up, and if the Department of Finance and the chief and Martin come to some agreement on some of all these, they'll ask us for BCP on those, and then we can go forward at that point. But at this point, I think we would just not worry about those for right now. Martin and the chief will let us know when that becomes a DOF. We can get DOF on those, and so to back some of those. Anyway, that's my motion. And that's my thought based on what we're hearing from sources around and from D.C. Justice Hume.
So I just want to say that I am very encouraged by the way that the branch is being more flexible in terms of developing the priority list that D.C. suggests and being a little bit more attentive to what the other branches are saying and to how things are evolving and moving forward in that way. So I want to thank you, Judge Rubin, and thank the staff for helping us be flexible and for coming up with these revisions, which makes very much sense to me.
Yeah, I do want to kind of single out staff here, John and Blanco, Lucy, and all the staff. They have really changed the nature of how we were able to do this budget piece, and they've just been sensational. So that's it. Thank you for pointing that out. I want to second that. Wouldn't mind a second to the motion either.
Second.
Oh, thank you. Thank you,
yes.
Judge Anderson.
So basically what we're doing now is probably having just more comprehensive approach to some of the BCPs that were already there. So when you take a look at the appellate program, there not only are we looking at funding to appellate justices, court security, court facility, it's kind of taking them as a whole and being a little bit more comprehensive. Adding more of the technology items is then making it more comprehensive for technology, having pretty much more of an expansive approach so that we're a little bit more nimble when you have conversations to say, here are the several things that will assist the courts and technologies to be more efficient, to provide better access to justice, and then adding on, it looks like, some of the future things so that those can get accomplished as well. So it's not so much adding back per se, I mean, technically we are, but it is just making some packages more comprehensive by adding these items back in.
Right, and letting them have a more complete conversation about what it is, with sensitivity towards that some of these things, as you all know from my conversation, I'm a big believer in that single identity piece, but we have to acknowledge that it's going to be a huge drain on staff, and that conversation around that piece is going to have to talk about, well, this is going to have another component to it that may have to come through chalkboard operations enhancements. So, Ms. Flinner.
Sorry, one. To understand the process from here, we make the approved recommendation before these BCPs are finalized. There will be an opportunity to review again. I know that we raised some concerns as far as some of the dollar amounts in the past during our calls.
So I think what we're going to do is this, and actually this dovetails with other committees, I think, that are finding themselves in the spring needing maybe one more meeting, is I'm going to schedule us to have one more meeting in San Francisco so we can kind of look at this new improved list, if you will, or new modified list, go over together, look at the BCPs and more. What?
Well, I'm not sure
you're
if you're
smiling at me. In a more concrete form, in a more concrete form, so yes, we can have a little more dialogue.
I think we should have a discussion about the timing.
We should. It may be fast.
Okay. So will you be prioritizing today?
So, yes, I think. But first let's get the list set,
yes.
And then we can go back,
yes,
and see how we want to look at it. Anything else?
Yeah.
All right. We had a second. There's a motion on the floor. We had a second from Ms. Ibarra. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Motion carries. Now, so we can, what we did last time, and we have plenty of staff here who can help us, so we can use them as a resource. Hello.
Hi.
I went around the room and we ranked them in groups of five in terms of prioritizing them. So you have now a modified list. So I thought maybe we would do that again, unless somebody has a better idea. Turn to give me your top five. Yes, Justice Hughes.
Five suggestions.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if the staff are prepared to do this, but for me it would be very helpful to hear from them as to what they thought the prioritization of this new revised list might be, and then we could have sort of something to work from. And
that's a great idea.
Disagree with that.
And we have Mr. Theodorovich and we have Mr. Wardlaw here, and so maybe we could start with them.
Sure. So I guess what I want to throw out with respect to the ultimate audience here, ultimately it's the legislature, but with respect to the executive branch, typically, you know, they will look at the top four or five priority items as an understanding from the chief and from the branch that these are our really top hitters. And then after that, it's a listing from their perspective, and they'll do their own kind of prioritizing. So I would say that quite a bit of energy into the first four or five, and then after that, I don't think it really matters a whole lot with respect to whether it's 6 or 15. They'll be in the cart that goes to, ultimately, the judicial council through the executive branch for consideration, but I don't think it really matters a lot. In they'll all be looked at, whether it's number 6 or number 15.
And I would add on to that is that, and especially with, you know, if this was going to be the Brown administration for another year, then they would be familiar with our priorities, and it might be that they would maybe understand maybe the shuffling as priorities have changed. Because now we're heading into a new administration, and while, yeah, the Department of Finance, you know, will look at these, they will be asked what was submitted. And even though we've talked about previously that the new budget that comes from the new governor tends to be light on new initiatives, so, you know, because still learning, you know, what's going on. I think it is important. What are we saying are our sort of most important budgetary needs? So I think, you know, without giving you like what 1 through X would be, I think it's the guidance is, what do you want to tell the next administration? What are your most important priorities? And I think, as John has said, that handful plus is sort of the thing that they can digest.
Do you have a thought about what handful would be kind of destined to be seen with more favor than others? That would help us too.
Well, tomorrow in the assembly hearing, if we are on the path to, and I expect we will be, to that full $123 million, which is the 47.8 plus $75 million for local court operations, if that happens, then as you have identified, I wouldn't recommend that going forward. If, however, tomorrow is not on that path, then number one priority would be local court operations. That $178 million would be number one. So, and the that's where I'd be, you know, placeholder number one. That's, you know, it's a real significant need amongst the branch with the trial courts. Probably bump to one if I think it will look good tomorrow, and we can move on to another potential number one.
Again, first, I think we should assume that we're going to be okay on that, and we should have that other specialized, and then we can come back to that quickly if we have to, and then we don't do well on that. So do you have a suggestion for what would be the top five? Setting that one, which is, of course, the always the most important element in the room, set that aside and recommend the top five. And maybe you haven't had enough time to think about this. I don't know, but if you have recommendations, you can see where we are.
I do think that the information technology components are very important to carry forward strategically for the branch. I think that sets us up. Court case management systems, for example, I think are important and should be prioritized as such.
So you would – okay. So do you have a list in front of you at all? Do you have the list we're all looking at? You do? So as you look at these, when you say, so we have quite a few information technology ones.
We're putting an updated list too, I'll see.
Oh.
We're going to resort this so that we can pull what it is that
you've. Oh, okay. Well, take a look at the screen in a minute.
Well, with the technology together and then kind of figure out in
that's
the importance of the technology, because we have technology folks here who can tell us, you know, what is 1, 2, 3, 4 within technology, so that then we can then figure out what its place is in an overall ranking. Yeah, you know, because somebody may, we may be having differing numbers in technology bouncing into each other, taking time on that, where I think if we comprehensively look at technology, rank it, and then we can insert what's important in our list. I don't know, just a suggestion. Technology folks here,
until three.
Yeah, because there's quite a few in technology. And so being able to know, is analytics more important than expanding tech in the courts? Or do we, you know, is deploy identity, like, down at the total bottom, not of the overall, but just within technology? Business analytics helps us be able to analyze ourselves, you know, and so the ability to have that analytical information. Expanding technology in the courts is extremely important in the sense that if somebody develops the ability for other courts to borrow from what they've done, it's strong. And then that, you know, frees up some of your general operating budget for things for the court if you can borrow some technologies that some other court developed. Those types of things I'm looking for. That will help me to rank.
So the case management systems we've been talking to the administration about, they're interested in a conversation over the summer, so I know that there is traction there. So the item 19-14, case management systems, I would recommend that be placed fairly high. And then our Phoenix system replacement, that is the core of our trial court accounting. And, you know, the system we have now, while we have it in play till 2025, there are some things that have to be starting in the next couple years. So I recommend that be highly prioritized as well.
And I just want to – so you're saying it's 1 through 6 is the most valuable piece of real estate on the BCP list, and after that, it's less so. It's not 1 through 10 or it's 1 through – okay. All right, because currently we have Phoenix at 8. And you're saying that should be, in your opinion, that would be better off in the 1 through 6 slot.
Yeah, it's a mission critical system for this branch, and really needs to get some funding in the next year.
We're going to email this to everyone to.
Just going to make that request.
Yeah.
All right. Let's ask, I'm looking down, so we have the digitizing the documents, which is item 5. What? Bob's here. Oh. Well, right, before I go through, I was going to try to group these by theme, like all the technology together, but I know Mr. Ouyang has to go, so why don't we ask for his contribution to the extent that he wants to contribute to this part of the conversation. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but now would be a good time.
Sure, no problem. So I would agree with John that the top two, top one for sure is case management system, and then the second one would be Phoenix. I would also suggest that there is some relationship between single sign-on and the business intelligence, where if we're putting together the ability to look at data across the branch, having single sign-on, especially access to the case management systems in a consistent way, would facilitate some of that data sharing as well. So one thing you may wish to consider is combining the business intelligence and single sign-on, which would then probably be the third one. And then after that, digitizing documents.
So you would combine into one BCP, or you would combine in terms of into, so you would. Okay. That's item 19-15 and 19-29 would be combined into one BCP. Would be Rob's suggestion. Hang on a second. And then. Mr. Young, you said after that.
And after that would be digitizing documents.
19-10.
Hang on a second. All right.
And then after that would be 19-11, the futures commission directive.
19-11.
In the order of sort of the most operationally urgent activities versus then some of the more strategic or longer term.
So the Phoenix would be, we would consider urgent.
Yes.
And then longer term ones would.
So you probably then have the combined, so after case management and Phoenix, you have the combined data analytics single sign-on as sort of a middle term type of an activity. And then after that, digitizing documents and then the futures commission. As a little bit of a longer term.
A longer gestation. Okay.
That would be my
input. Thank you. And then Justice Lau, as chair of our JCTC, would you like to contribute a little bit to this part?
First off, I just want to say I'm here because I wondered if people were really at these meetings that I called in to. What Rob just outlined really falls in nicely with how we as a committee prioritized our BCPs. So I'm totally in agreement. The last thing I want to say, which is a little digression, is I want to thank Judge Nadler, Judge Brody, and Audra Ibarra, because at our last JCTC meeting, they kind of briefed us on your committee, how you work, how you operate, what's important to you, because I think as they have a foot in both fields, it really will help us continue to get together and pull together the information that you all need. So thank you all for sharing your work with our committee, and that's all I have to say.
I just want to say, he's not here, but Judge Conklin and also to Justice Lau, these are the two committees that have been so great in interacting with us, and we really appreciate it, just really appreciate it. Okay. All right, Zlatko, what about you? What are your thoughts? It's a little awkward. Mr. Wardlaw just spoke. Now you, what do you think?
Whatever John said. No, I mean, I think I would add on. I mean, the IT is a theme.
Right.
And I think the last time we talked, that the message of you know, 1901 there is an important issue, because that is a sort of fundamental issue for the branch in terms of representing its needs and what, you know, judicial staffing might be. But then you talk about maintenance, and you know, the work that's being done is in our buildings, and not maintaining the buildings is important. And so when you look at, you know, the appellate issue and, you know, the issue with the trial courts, and, you know, even, you know, looking at sort of, you know, what was done with you know, the energy efficiency, those are all sort of forward, you know, current and forward thinking ideas. And so, you know, with theme wise, I'm not going to say which one should be higher or lower, but in terms of just what we are saying as a branch to the next administration, I think is important. So again, without that, and sort of behind that is, again, there's sort of a melding of the Futures Commission recommendation on the traffic, along with providing. I think that shows sort of not just isolating, you know, civil assessment revenues as something that's, you know, needing to be dealt with, but also coupling it with looking forward to how you can transform, you know, the way in which the branch does that particular work. So, I mean, those are kind of some issues that are, I think, worthy of thinking about, again, without sort of sitting here right now and putting them in an order. Those are some themes that I think would be important to focus in on, and what do we want to have rise to the top.
Perfect. So for other staff, people who do not normally come into our committee, this is this committee is kind of like Thanksgiving dinner at our house. So it's like talk loud, talk fast, prepare to defend. So with that, we invite other staff members who have thoughts to please contribute, and we'll open it up to any of the staff who want to share about their thoughts about how the prioritization should go. I see a hand. Go ahead.
And I would just like to advocate for the facility services maintenance BCP to be up pretty high. I think whoever wins the gubernatorial election will rely heavily on the legislative analyst report. Z is shaking his head, so maybe they won't. But I think that the LAO makes a compelling argument in response to the governor's May revise that we can't just continue to throw dollars at deferred maintenance without having plans for preventive maintenance in place, and we go closer towards having a plan by funding the maintenance and operations. So that's one argument that I'd like to make sure that, you know, we're demonstrating that we are not just running things into the ground, that we're trying to take care of them going forward, and so then we'd be worthy of additional funding. And then secondly, I'd like to suggest that the energy efficiency measure is actually intended to really wisely use our dollars by replacing equipment and systems that are actually not efficient. And so those are very meritorious in terms of the, you know, return on investment. So I'd just like to.
Well, thank you. More comments. Yes, Bob.
I have a question.
Sure.
You have a separate BCP for court facility, appellate court, and a separate one for trial court operations. And you were thematic. You were discussing themes today. I didn't know what it is. And I don't know the strategy for submitting stuff to the governor of BCPs. Would it make sense to have that as a theme, facility maintenance, for both trial and appellate?
We did that last year, and I think the feedback was it's easier when they're separate, but we may.
Oh, okay.
No, but I mean, I think we thought the same thing you did, and it's always on the table, maybe to try to combine them, combine things that are alike, but yes, right. Justice Hughes, you had a question, I think, or a comment.
I guess what I was going to say is that, first, just echoing from the last one you said earlier, and that is that I think a priority list, a lot of things can tailor to what you think is going to be successful. The other branches, it also having to be tailored to the best things within those themes. So one of our high priorities is technology. Within that technology piece, we have urgent requests and we have important but less urgent requests. In our facility plan, we have subcategories. We have very high demand requests and we have less but still important demand requests. Next theme, whatever is support security. Really high one and maybe not so high one. I don't know if that's
ultimately you
we'll
need
find out.
You ultimately you will need one through 16 list at some point to submit to the Department of Finance. But I think it's implicit in how you could do those separate lists and then you would have to merge them into one.
Typically
I think the question is can we have an omnibus BCP called technology? And then within the BCP rank them or not so much?
Generally, the reaction that I've seen from our friends at the Department of Finance is they don't like having to try to figure out what's in this giant thing that we call a technology package. They like it very simple, and I think their preference is, give us a case management package and then a feed-in package so we know just intuitively, easy, what this thing is.
Bob Lowney, what we did last year, it could maintenance though, facilities appellate facility maintenance and trial court facility maintenance, is maintenance closely enough related or they want that separated out?
Sure, we can package it whatever way we want and they will unpackage it as they're reviewing and so they'll just go through the exercise of saying, there's actually three proposals in this one and then they'll consider each one. The feedback that I pretty consistently got was make it simple for us to understand,
Okay.
And an example, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go on, Ms. Barr.
So if you want to continue with that discussion, I have a question after that.
And just for example, we combined three separate IT BCPs as CCPOR, Phoenix, and what's the one that's escaping me now? But they only pulled out the CCPOR and sort of left the other two behind. Because, they saw what was most important. And so, again, that just speaks to, the idea that if you package them together, something that is important can be sort of left behind because they just see it as, well, we like that part of that one, as opposed to sort of them thinking on their own. And that, so that was in part looking at sort of combining and minimizing our list, but I think it did a sort of a bit of a disservice to the elements that were not ultimately funded in the budget.
Okay.
My question is to John and Zlatko. So we've talked about stuff that's critical for the branch. We talked about stuff that would be good for our constituency. Last time we talked about stuff that we thought we would have really strong support from the other branches with, and we didn't want to leave any low-hanging fruit out, right? So I guess my question is, now we're going to prioritize, it's all in there, is there a problem if we don't put one of the things that we know they're on board with, we're on board with, if we don't put it in the top six? And I'll use language access if that's one of those things. If it's not ranked really highly, is it less likely to be funded because we didn't say, hey, we still agree with you on that?
Okay. When the chief submits a package over, they will ask what's important to the chief. And so to the extent that we know there's traction on an item, so maybe strategically we place that a little lower on the totem pole. They will ask the initial question of, hey, of these 15, 16, 20, whatever it is, which ones are the ones that at the highest levels have support? This last round, what we said was, this is an important list to us. Every one of these things is important. We did a structured exercise, and the top five really are, if you're going to have to burn energy, I think our number one item was the trial court local court operation, $180 million ask. We expect you guys to do a really deep dive on that, and they did. Audra, have I answered your question concerning the strategy of kind of putting things a little further down the list, they will ask, which ones are the ones, and if we say, the top five are important to us, but also number 17,
they'll say, okay, well, what the heck, you know?
Got it.
So it sounds like they don't like getting gamed.
Yeah. We should come up with what the true priorities are.
Okay.
So, but my follow-up question was, what is there something here on this list that we, you know, that we should, other than what we've already mentioned, that we should be asking for because we know that they're on board with it? So we
well, you brought up language. That's a one-time VCP with them, their expectation that we were to return
okay.
to look for. On an ongoing basis. The number of the issues from the fall and the spring that were their IT related, which they said, you know, John described, they wanted us to come back and work with them over the summer. Those are ones in which they've opened the door. Hey, we got them once. We have, you know, we see enough there to continue the conversation. They've opened those doors up and want to explore those, and those are important issues for us. So, so those would be the case management, the Phoenix, the digitized records, and the language access. Those
okay.
those four definitely were ones that they should come back. They told us to come back on language access because they only give it to us on a one-time basis.
All right, Ms. Collier-Tucker.
So I see we were really successful so far with the support to the trial court operations. That's going to be discussed at the hearings. Might we do something like that for the appellate court operations and whatever BCPs you're thinking to move forward with, put them under an umbrella like support to the appellate court services operations, and if there's two items like security and the other one is maintenance would be together under that. So when they're talking about the appellate courts, they're talking about them as a whole?
We can. The question is whether or not we hurt one or both of them by packaging them. I guess that's a question for Zlatko and or John.
I'll go back to my prior statement that in my conversations with finance and as an analyst working over at finance and the manager of finance, you know, I like things to be very clean. When I look at a package, I want to know exactly what it is when I pick it up, not four or five buried in there. I got to figure things out. That has been pretty much what when they go into their discussions with their executives at finance for the second time, they will break it out very clearly. Each piece of the puzzle. I think it just helps them if we give a very clean picture rather than trying to consolidate things and muddying the waters a bit.
All right. So, Justice Humes.
Irritated by that.
Go ahead, Justice Humes. I want you also give us your top five. Make your comment and go to your top five.
Well, I would concur with what Governor said because it seems to me like appellate court security and appellate court exposure maintenance is not so weirdly disparate that they couldn't be packaged and they make some sense. And my concern about prioritization in general is that, and I understand that we have to do it, and I understand the strategy behind it, but we are sending messages to both the public and to the branch, and I don't want to see, for example, public court security fall off the priority list because if it happens, and we're going to look like fools because we didn't prioritize something that I think without getting too omnibus about our approach, it makes some sense to combine some things because we solve both the political problems that we face with the real issue of moving forward. That's my opinion on this. So I guess I don't know if I have my priorities.
Well, can you guys control that into form?
Wait a second. So is there I think Justice Humes is moving to put items 1903 and 1904 together into one BCP. Is there a second?
Security and maintenance? Is that what?
That's what, yeah, the appellate court security and appellate court maintenance together.
Second.
All right, there's a second from Judge Anderson.
What I had is, you know, I had put things out again by subject matter, and then I was going to pick out my top five from that. I had under facilities 1904, 1922 to just say facilities, appellate, and trial court facilities to collaborate. So then if you combine 1904 and 1903, then it breaks it out. But nonetheless, there's a first and a second. Mine would be something different, so let's go with the first and the second.
All right. I thought you were the second. Who did the second?
Ms.
Ibarra. Oh, Ms. Ibarra. I'm sorry. All right, Ms. Ibarra. Is there a discussion?
Well, I would think the more natural grouping would be along those lines, which is to group, if we're going to group anything, it would be facilities to facilities, security to security.
security, but I don't know. That's sort of my intuitive break, but.
Well, vote against Wall Street.
Well, okay.
All right, so.
I had 1904 together.
Hey, what?
I had 1923 and 1904 together. You know, that would be statewide security and appellate security. I had those two together. What I had together in priorities was 1904 and 1922, which would be appellate and trial court facilities. I had as a standalone 1901, but not in the top six, for appellate budgeting. 1906 stood on its own, and then I grouped 1914, 1920, 1915, 1910, and 1911 under the top priorities for tax.
Finally did.
Brandy, did you get that?
Yeah. Facility, security, appellate, language, and litigation management. And then I was going to take five or six out of those and you know, rank.
So the motion is to combine 03 and 04. There's a second one, Ms. Ibarra. Is there further discussion? All right, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
All right, just a show of hands. All those in favor say aye. I mean, raise your hands.
Can we have further discussion?
Of course, I did. Nobody said anything.
Well, I have something to say. So I have a question about Judge Anderson's proposal, because I think that that made a lot of sense, but I want to make sure that what we're voting on comports with what he said. You were saying keep the I thought you were saying keep
under facilities, 1904 and 1922 came together because it was facilities,
right.
Appellate, and trial.
Yep.
Under security, it was 1923, which is statewide, and 1904, which is appellate, and that's security.
Wait, 1903.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whichever the appellate.
Okay.
One. Okay.
That makes sense to me, but that's not what we're voting on.
Correct.
That's not
so that's
saying.
Why I'm a no.
You want to withdraw your motion?
You want to withdraw your motion? You can.
Yes, I'd like to withdraw my motion.
All right, motion is withdrawn. That's great. So we do only have about another half hour because we have other things on the calendar. But,
and
this is great. This is a great conversation. I'm glad we're having it. So what is there a motion at all?
Well, I'd like to make a new motion, and that is to combine all appellate and trial court security.
Who else wanted to do the trial security combining motion?
And combine all.
The one that was just under my name.
Yes. We have two different PCPs. Security one maintenance.
So I think, let me just push something out there, and I will let the staff comment. I don't know that because they have similar titles that they're actually similar animals. So it may be that the security piece for appellate and the security piece of the trial courts are completely different animals and need to be treated completely differently.
They're all nodding. Right.
Am I right? Right. Because I think you've told me this about 100,000 times. But on the 100,000th time, I heard you. And I don't think the facilities are necessarily, even though they are both facilities, that they're necessarily related. So, Mr. Roddy. And then Judge Nadler. Go ahead.
I do think there's what I'll call an external elegance to combining security and facilities because internally we might get those differences and nuances. From the outside, it's security and facilities. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. And if there's a way to tailor those two DCPs to be more in line with each other, I think it's the subject matter that's the grab when you're talking about DOF or others.
So you were back to putting 03 and 04 together,
no,
and it's...
I'm saying trial and appellate... security, trial and appellate maintenance.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Judge. Ed Elstad from Security Operations. Historically, the Department of Finance has a clear separation between security staffing and security equipment. One of these BCPs for security maintenance and equipment is just that. The appellate is for additional staffing. So they are different animals.
But it's still a security rubric, and as we've heard, they could pull it apart anyway and find one or the other.
So,
but how do we get their attention?
Judge Nadler, then Judge Brody.
Well, the problem we had last time was we did exactly this. We thought, oh, those look like the same flavor, so let's smash them together. And then finance said, they're both apples, but, you know, they're not really the same thing at all.
Well, you said they're both fruit, but
yeah,
they're both apples.
Yeah, they're both fruit, but whatever. I'm screwing up my name.
So,
anyway, so I feel like, what's our audience? If our audience were external, strict strictly, then I would say, right, this is exactly right. We're going to say, we want money for facilities, we want money for security. But I that's an audience, but I think if we're going to really be more effective, we need to recognize that the audience, the first audience is finance. Because if they say, unless they say yes, it doesn't matter what we ask.
Now, let me just jump in here. I think that we've asked the experts about 14 different ways, and we keep getting the same answer, which is the more you bundle, the less clear you are. So we only have 18 BCPs on the whiteboard. My position is this. John and Zlatko, what?
16.
John and Zlatko have said over and over again, when you bundle, you mumble. So let's unbundle. I'm going to put it to the committee as what you're paid for. You're going to rank the five individually and give me your top five. And so I'm going to start with – did you withdraw your motion? You don't have to.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm still struggling with this concept of not putting – I mean, it's very hard for me to go forward and say, well, I voted for trial court security before appellate court security. Well, I voted for trial court security before I voted for trial court security because I think you're right. DOF is going to – they matter the most. But our own people matter too. And it makes it very weird when you're saying that you think one place needs more security than another place.
Justice Hume, if we can score, if you want to rank two items the same ranking, we'll score
it
accordingly.
Okay, so we're going to do that. If you want to rank things at the same, but you give me five items, rank however you like. And in fact, Justice Hume, I'm going to do. Like that. I'm going to start with you.
Go ahead.
Take your
lowest
take five
first,
items.
Please.
What?
Lowest ranking first.
Oh no, I can't do that. I'm thinking as I'm speaking.
Okay.
So number one, I'll go with the two highest urgent tech BCPs.
All right.
That's number one or two. Okay. Not sure how you're doing that.
So that's going to be item 19, 14, and item 19, 20.
Yeah. And then number two, I will go with funding for 10 out of 50 judgeships and appellate court series workload.
And what?
That's not, I would say number one right now, but I would title it differently.
19-01
is my number two, but like I said, I would title it differently. I would prioritize the 50 judge, I mean, the 10 judgeships first. All right. Then I would go maintenance and operations, and we're going to, okay, I will go trial court maintenance and operations.
1922.
Then I would go with security equally, both ranked.
So 1903 and?
1923.
Well, there's two. There's appellate security and?
23 and 3.
19-3 and 19-23? Equally?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I would go to single sign-on combined with business.
Analytics.
So that would, that sounds like that would be your five, Justice.
Oh, I'm done. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Repeat the last one. I heard analytics.
Single sign-on. The business.
And those were the two that Rob suggested combining.
Yes.
We're not combining any.
Okay.
There's
we're not
no combining.
No, we're not combining.
The 1929, he suggested combining.
If you want to make a motion.
Oh, yeah, no. Rob said, yeah, we could put those together as one package because they actually go together. All right, so 19.
Motion. Can we combine those?
Oh, sure. Motion to combine 1929 and 1915. Any of, all right, second?
Second.
Hume, second. All right.
Vote.
What?
Can we have a vote,
please? Aye.
All right. We have one no. How many yeses? Yes. All right. Any abstentions? All right. Passes. Great. So that becomes one. And where did you put that?
Five.
Okay, great.
And if I were to have a six, it would be maintenance.
All maintenance?
All maintenance.
You can do six. The top six. You want, I feel like the field of the top six. All right, fine.
Top ten.
All right, Ms. Ybarra, you're six.
Ms. Ybarra, one moment. I have that as your number three, facility maintenance.
Trial court.
Trial court.
Oh, no, my number. Oh, okay, good.
Okay. Thank you.
But you could do six because Mr. Wardlaw said that the top six is the real estate everyone looks at. All right. That's the Boardwalk Park Place that we're looking at. All right. You ready? Well, Ms. Flunner, these CEOs are amazing. I love them. All right. Go ahead, Ms. Flunner.
1914 is the first one.
And this is your favorite?
Wait, could you speak up a little bit?
Yes, favorite. Okay. Ms. Flunner, my priority is 1914, which is CMS, 1922, which is the facility maintenance and operations, 1923 is the security, statewide security systems, equipment, maintenance, 1910, digitizing, documents, and I have a tie for number five.
Okay.
But if you said five,
you have six.
1925 and 1920. So I would put, if I had to rank them 5-6, 1920 and then 1925.
Got it.
And that is only with the recommendation that we said, what we said earlier about trial court operations being off the table, if everything.
If we,
right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that obviously comes back in the number one as the civil testimony.
Fair enough. All right. Ms. Barr?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. 1901, judgeships and appellate workload, is my first. Case management system, 1915, is my second. Phoenix, 1920, is my third. Language access, 1906, is my fourth. And then my fifth is data analytics combined with single sign-on, which is the one we just did motion on, 1915 and 1929. And then my sixth is a tie between digitizing documents, facilities maintenance, and security.
What number are those, Ms. Barr?
I have to look them up.
Oh, okay.
There
sorry,
are 1910, 1922, and 1923.
Thank you.
All right. So we did Ms. Barr. All right, let's go to Ms. Judge Anderson.
You want my top 10?
What? Do you want to say
all right. Assuming it to be true that the only combined items are 1915, 1920, then, and everything else is separated out.
No, it's 1915 and 1929 are combined.
So here it is, and then you can stop at 6. But nonetheless, 1914 1, 1922, 1915/29/3, 1925, 1903, 5, 1904, 6. Then I go to 1923, 1901, 1906, and 1905. I just went through, but you can stop at 5 or whatever.
Anderson, can we go through that one more time, please?
You have to slow down for the reporter.
At 1914?
Yep.
1922. 1920.
So 1920 was two.
Number two is 1920.
That's where I made. Okay.
Then 1915.
Yep.
That is combined. Then 1922.
There we go. Okay.
1903.
Mm-hmm.
1904.
Mm-hmm.
1923. You can stop at five. But I just did it.
Are you at six?
Yeah. 1923 is after 04. And then it goes 1901, 1906, and 1905, but those are over six. I'm just getting ready for the next go-round.
Go ahead, Ms. Ibarra.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
But so you know how I said I had all these ties for six, not the sixth place, and then Ms. Flunner shouted out the numbers. We missed, for the facility maintenance and security, the appellate part of it, which is 1903 and 1904.
Tie for what?
Sixth place. I mean,
sixth
I
place.
Just have
okay. Great.
We got all of the maintenance and all security.
Yeah.
So it would have been four.
Yeah.
Right. Plus digitizing documents, which is unrelated, but I just didn't have the heart to take it off.
All right. Judge Lucas?
1901. 1914.
Is that a tie?
Well, no. You back in the same?
Yeah. 1922, 1915, and
last one was 19. Okay, thank you.
All right. Mr. Roddy?
1914, 1920, 1922,
1904,
1911.
Want to throw in one more if
I
did like that?
Six.
Oh, okay. 1923.
Oh, there
it's like getting that one last side on your plate. You get to pick three. You're like, oh.
then we'll go with Judge Brody.
Think of everything through the lens.
Yeah.
All right. Ninth, from top to bottom, 1914, 1920, 1922, 1901, 1924, and then the combined
1915/29. All right, thank you. Okay, so it's 1914, 1920, 1901, 1922. I'm going to 8, but I'll energy efficient was 1924. And are we combining that energy efficiency with facility maintenance?
We could. We could, and we may ultimately decide to collapse them in once we talk a little bit more with Martin and John, but right now let's keep them separate.
So, where's facilities maintenance?
Which is
number
a couple.
1922. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So I think I'm up to.
I think you
have
five,
Jeff. I have five.
Uh huh. So
okay,
one more.
So 1915, which is combined with 29.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want my 7 and 8, right?
No, not right now.
Okay.
I'll let you know, Judge Rubin.
Thank you. I thought that guy at the restaurant, taking the food table a little further. It's like, oh, no, can you come back to me? I'm ready. For my number one would be 1901. Number two is the Phoenix piece. I'm trying to find it up there.
1920?
Is that 1920? Number three is 1914. Number four is 1922. Number five is 1915/1929. And is that, was five, six.
Mm-hmm.
And six would be 1904. All right. No ties.
I need 3 minutes, yeah.
So we are doing the calculation right now on the top six. I was wondering, yeah. So take a 5 minute stand and stretch, and then, is that right?
Okay.
5 minute stand and stretch, we'll be on mute, and then we'll
All right, we're back. We're going to project our rankings, and then we're going to have to move pretty quickly from here. You know, it was hard for me to keep track, so even in my head, I don't quite have a sense of it.
I need more coffee next time.
You did great.
I know.
I think that Sanborn has done an amazing job.
Thank you, Todd.
Right.
Until you see what's on the board.
The pull-up poll?
Trump process, not
yeah,
on the idea.
So, I'll take you. I like that.
So what would you say to people who make terrible
like
products?
Choice.
Yeah.
Quantity, not quality.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Hold on. The reds are the ones that received zero votes.
Okay, so can somebody...
So zero, just a point, litigation management and a civil assessment.
I showed up.
All right, next. All right, so can someone tell me what... Is that, are they in the top five?
Number one, CMS. Yeah? Number two, Phoenix.
Really?
Wow, that's great. Trial court facility maintenance, appellate court and judgeship, data analytics.
Right, all right.
And then security.
System equipment.
Can you send this out? Can you email me?
I
can. So that's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 13 of the 18 or 16. But I guess we need to, now we've got to rank the
it's
bottom.
It's a drop off after 6.
What?
Yeah,
it's a huge drop off.
Tie.
So let's, all right, so the top five are the case management, Phoenix, facility maintenance for trial courts, the appellate court workload and judges, the business intelligence and single sign-on, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the statewide security system and equipment maintenance and replacement. So that's our top six in that order. And there's the number 3 and 4 are very close. It's a big drop off after 5, after 4 actually. All right. So now, we still have, let's revisit the middle of the field. And we'll start around the room again.
Ooh. Okay, so somebody asked to have it sent out, but it looks like we're not quite ready.
We're not
yes,
ready.
I'll need
can
that,
you project,
please.
Can you project what the ones that remain so they can see that? That?
So your top six you're saying are done? Yes?
Huh?
So the top six are done.
Top six are out. We're done. And we need to see the balance.
There's no way to, for those of us that are silent here from age.
They flew it up for you.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Thank you.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's the balance of them that's left. So one, what?
So I wanted to go back to Don's kind of shopping cart comment.
Okay.
To see if the remaining need to be prioritized or can they be submitted without order of priority.
Well, I have to present them to the council.
Okay. You have to. Got it. Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, I can't just
got it.
6 and left 12 for you guys.
Got it.
They
okay.
won't go for that.
You can send them to vote for them.
All right. So here we go. So, folks, and for those of you in the litigation management committee, you have incentive to help me.
Okay,
we should have a vote.
All right.
Yeah.
Our new top five. Did you get our new top five?
So give me your next six.
And off of that list.
Off of the list that you see, what you see remaining, give me your next six. Judge, but Mr. Wardlaw.
Briefly, item number 1926, functions of civil assessment revenue. That was combined with item number 1930, which is our traffic.
Right.
In the conversations I've had with courts, really the idea behind this this fund shift is civil assessments is ensuring that we have a stable revenue source for the branch. I think that's a really important conversation that needs to be had, continued with the administration. I just wanted to point that out, that piece is a broader conversation that I
operation. Traffic, obviously, is important, but ensuring that they have a stable revenue source is critical. Whether you shift to general fund or something else is the conversation that I think the branch needs to make sure it's on the radar.
And this BCP would be a cool vehicle to do that.
Correct.
Okay, Ms. Flinner, and then Ms. Garrett.
I thought we were holding it off because of traffic, right? We said we're going to combine that with the traffic one, and we're going to consider those later or not consider those at this time.
No, we're combining as we want that conversation to occur together, but you can rank it wherever you want.
It could have been still right. Okay, then that.
In your new grouping. I mean, in the second group.
In that first group. It isn't going to throw it off because apparently I'm the only one who cares about that.
No, it's not.
But that's what I said when I said my five. This is considering the trial court operations is off the table and civil assessment. So I apologize if I misunderstood that we didn't
right.
rank that, but I thought we were holding off on the whole traffic discussion.
All right, so you want to put 1926/30 as your number one and remove the current number one?
Or just push everything else down so I would drop off 1925.
All right, we'll take care of that. And Judge Nadler?
What would you say?
All right, and Judge Nadler wants to do the same thing. Anybody else want to make a change? All right, just those two, then let's recalculate.
We can – go ahead, Papa.
And as you know, on 1905, while it sounds like it's just a litigation management program, for those who have been on the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, it is the vehicle for addressing the insolvency of the Improvement Modernization Fund, because the idea is that we pull those expenditures out of the IMF and request that it be funded from general fund. So it has a dual purpose of not just providing stability for the LMP, but also for all the other programs that are funded from the IMF that are pretty critical to the trial court operations and their support.
And I just came down just to say that. But also, it is a very simple and very discreet move. So I know that it may not be in the broader branch perspective of what's truly important, but what is doable, that is very doable, and it's a piece of a larger puzzle. So it's maybe one of those items that as our executives move through the legislature, is to maybe not make it one of the top priorities, but certainly point it out as one of those things that is a very doable thing that would benefit the branch and help promote the solvency of the IMF for a bit more time.
Judge Brody?
What makes it doable?
What makes it doable?
Now, just full disclosure, this has always struck me as just give us more money, and then because we're taking it out of the IMF, and we'd like money to do that, but we'd like to leave the IMF revenue as is. So we're taking something out of the IMF, leaving the IMF funding the same, but just offloading one of its $6 million.
You're taking the biggest ticket item and putting it into general funds,
and you're asking for a general fund
And then you're relieving the IMF of that obligation. So it is a new general fund expenditure, but it also gives us much greater flexibility to deal with all the litigation that we have. This is the third year in a row that we have run out of money.
So it's
not really new money. It's just moving it from a different fund.
But Judge Brody, I think we had this conversation, is that we've reduced the IMF expenditures by, $10, $15 million already to live within its means. And those revenues, and there's even been already some of this happening from the administration. And there was a thought that they would continue to solve that problem. But when the administration didn't have the money a couple of years ago to do sort of part two, they didn't do part two. And so they understand that they've come in.
I don't know what the mean by part
two. We had identified a shortfall in the IMF, and they did address part of that. They moved the funding for Phoenix Financials out of the IMF and gave us general fund for it. But we still were already reducing expenditures. Absent a solution through this particular BCP for 1920, the council is going to have to reduce expenditures of another $5 million out of the IMF. So this isn't like just give us money and let us do what we want. This is to forestall further reductions to the IMF.
Why not just
I think the judge, I think
the
Judge Brody's point.
For something that's important.
Yes, you're correct, but this is a method by which the administration accepts such requests. In other words, they're less likely to give you just generalized operational money. If here's another $5 million or $6 million, but if you do it this way, yes.
And it has the benefits of what Eric has suggested in terms of how we can manage this particular critical function.
But that is, I mean, in effect, bottom line, we're just asking for new money, right?
Okay. And then Mr. Wardlaw.
And when you go to DOS or beyond, and they ask you about that, they won't be hostile to the concept?
No, because this is one of the issues that we presented them in the fall. They pulled forward to the spring. We had multiple meetings about it, and just as John has described, that there were some items where they said, come back to us in the fall. Because they had new staff and they couldn't quite get their hands around it. This was one of those ones where it said, yeah, we expect for you to come to a solution, but we hope and pray that you can cover it for the 18-19 fiscal year, which we did.
Okay. She's going to project it. Get it ready.
Another one?
Yeah, we had to reject that, the whole thing.
There's nothing changing, right? Oh, I
was supposed to tell you. Give me one more minute.
With respect to the IMF, that's an ongoing conversation we've been having with the Department of Finance. They're well aware of our solvency issue, and quite frankly, I don't think that a BCP is going to...
There you go. Whenever you have a solvency issue, they're well aware of it. I don't know that a BCP is necessarily the answer here. How are we going to deal with this problem? They see it as a problem as well. So I don't know that I agree with you that there are absolute consequences associated with not having the dialogue, but it is a technical discussion that has been going on. They're well aware of it, and we've been pushing it. I wanted you guys to know
that. So also,
another added complication that LMP has been found not to be an IMF proper program. I mean, there was the entire committee meetings about what should be an IMF and what shouldn't be. And the LMP was one of those programs that they said, it's a great program, but it really doesn't belong here.
We were originally in a different part of a different fund. If you all recall, about 5 years ago, they blended two funds together, and LMP came over with that into this new fund called the Superior Court Improvement Modernization Fund, or whatever it's called. We probably thematically don't belong. This is why the BCP is here to kind of true this up. Some of you may say it seems like it's a big increase, but the fact of the matter is, given some of the restructuring of the council staff and what have you, and staff agency, more responsibilities have fallen onto legal and fallen into the legal litigation management program, and so these increased funds are necessary. All right, how did that change? Give me the top six. 1, 2, 3. So case management is still there. Phoenix is still number 2. Trial court is number 3. Tied. Now we have a tie with appellate, with the 10 new judges and the appellate workload. Business intelligence and single sign-on is number 5. And then number 6 is statewide security systems and equipment maintenance replacement. Okay.
So, hold on. I'm seeing 6 as the civil assessment rep, the new.
Did I skip a line?
Can you verify?
Show me the top 6 again. You make it bigger.
What score do you have for Bernie?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
At 12 for civil assessment.
Oh. Why is it down there?
Mess with me.
Wanted to surprise everyone.
All right, there we are. Yeah,
there we go.
So it's case management systems 1, Phoenix 2, trial court facilities 3, tied with the 10 new judges. 4 is business intelligence, single sign-on. 5 is stabilization and traffic. And 6 is statewide security. Is that right? Well, for the tie, doesn't that get 1 or is that 2? Thanks so much for your help. You know, other people's staff support them. All right.
I'm just
to adjourn.
So
All right, so that's the top six. All right, so let's go ahead and take those out. And then we have to rank.
To decide on 3 and 4? Which comes?
Yeah, well, to say, I'll just say it was a tie. We can outlist them alphabetically.
For the council?
3, 5, 6.
What?
The council?
Yeah. Yeah, or just go 3, 3, 5, 6 to say it's a tie. Okay, so let's take
those. Can those or the one with
3, 3, 5, 6? So we are not going to get to the San Bernardino today.
Yeah, it became number.
We have to do a telephonic meeting. Of course, open meetings rule, we have to. Actually, this is closed.
I still think you have to give notes.
I don't.
There it's there.
But they need an answer, so like, we can't let it slide. So.
I know, but we just have to give 5 days' notice. I mean, we can get a
okay,
call.
So,
or an active by email.
What?
We're going to get you there anyway.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yes, you don't then. Can
well,
you,
we have many that you can act on by email.
Yes.
And I guess I would leave it up to you, Judge Rubin, if there's a need to actually have a conference call on any of them. And actually talk about
one of them. Why
let's talk about it in the open meeting.
Let's move on to the 15 minutes to finish this up,
okay.
And then
I'll
caucus, and we'll send something out. All right, so this is the balance, guys. So back to you, Judge Anderson, to rank among the remaining.
1903, 1904, 1910. 1924. That's four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I go to 1905, 1925.
Judge, that would be your six.
Okay. Next, Judge Lucas.
What are we doing?
Rank your next six.
Okay. 1923.
Keep your voices up so the jury can hear you.
1906.
And a I think I'm the one left, and I actually had the same lineup as Judge Brody. Alright, we stand and stretch. We have 2 minutes.
Have it ready.
Get it before half the committee leaves.
We're
on the open line. So can we get a motion to accept the meetings from last minute? And are Ibarra, Nadler, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, do we have our numbers?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Sorry. I'm going to go up there.
Part of what the BCP report will reflect is the administrative director's authority to make the necessary adjustments to the
always.
Technical BCP.
That's always the case.
But it's important that we state that for the record.
All right, so three. All right, Judge Nadler's got a motion.
To give the administrative director the authority to adjust BCPs
as is appropriate and necessary. Second.
Second.
All right, Brody, second. All those discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Great. That'll be a part of every single BCP.
I'm just going to do a couple of things here.
So there is another time.
Okay, so next is...
So I'm going to hide...
That's the wrong one.
Don't care about the first six, right? They're the ones that were both done before, right?
Yeah, but it would be nice to see them in context.
Yeah, everything in context.
Well, you don't... Just bear in mind, these votes below are just the second round, is Brandy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're starting where? Line 12? No, line 9. All right, so it's statewide security and maintenance is number 7, tied with digitizing documents. That's 7-7. Number 9 is increasing energy efficiency. Litigation is number 10. Facility maintenance for a court, appellate courts is 11. Appellate court security is 12. That's our second 6, which leaves only 3 left. Futures Commission, trial court capital outlay plan, and continuing the implementation of the strategic plan for language access. How do you, I guess we could rank the last, any motion, how do you, what I would do, if I make a motion for the last 3, would be flip lines 15 and 16 of trial court capital outlay plan come next. Not that, that we're so far down the list, I don't know that the DOF will even get there, but if they did, flip that and then have got Futures Commission number next to last, and last being the language access plan. Anyone a second on that? Nadler second. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. So, wait, Ms. Fogarty.
I have any clarification on 3 and 3. You were going to ask the council to prioritize them, or?
I just say we had a tie, so we didn't have a 4.
Prioritize.
And they can, unless you guys want to.
My recommendation is you provide the council with a list that they can work with rather than asking them to prioritize.
All right, so we have 2 ties, 3 and 7. Between trial court facility and maintenance operations and the judges, which one do you want to flip? We have to prioritize.
What number?
A little bigger.
So first we have.
What are we saying? What's better between those 2?
Yeah.
7.
I
moved to put the judgeship first.
Okay. Second? Yeah, second?
That's what I did too.
All right. Brody, second. Discussion? All right. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Flip.
Are we flipping
this? Yeah.
But they're both listed as 3, right?
Right. But the judge, the appellate court judicial workload and 10 judges will go in slot 3. Trial court facilities goes in slot 4. All right, at item 7, I suggest we flip digitizing documents. But anybody want to make a motion either way? Or does somebody feel differently? Statewide security systems, equipment, and maintenance. Actually, that's a key one, too. I think I move they stay the way they are.
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right, we have a motion and second. All discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. So statewide security systems becomes number the next. That's going to be of the 2 sevens. That'll be the first.
7.
That's 7. Thank you. And the other one becomes 8. Perfect.
Can I make one?
Yes.
My motion is changed. Just to make sure the title is changed on number
1901.
Yeah.
What do you want to call it?
Flip line,
for 10 of it. Yes. All right.
Judicial workload, and then just judgeship, appellate, judicial.
I don't know if we have to change it. I don't know if we need motions to change the titles. I'm assuming the titles will be cleaned up and made more punchy.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's important.
Okay. So, why don't we do this? So there's a motion by Justice Humes to change the title to. Where did it go?
1901. Number 3.
Funding for 10 of the 50 judges authorized by AB 159/ appellate court judicial workload.
Just tell us you don't need to.
Yeah, I think we can just tell staff.
So, it's clerical.
Okay, we'll take care of it. All right, we'll just say it'll be handled. All right. On this, we have a couple of closed items. I'm going to caucus with staff. We may be able to do it by email. We may be able to do it by phone. We also have probably another meeting coming up, but just stay tuned. And then
we never did talk about
this. What? We will. So, great. So I know a bunch of us have to go to the next meeting. So is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thanks to the staff. Great work.